With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The death toll for Hurricane Helene now 121, and officials are struggling to get supplies to isolated areas across the southeast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he wants to remove the red tape so that people can get back on their feet as soon as possible.
When you have extenuating circumstances like this, we cannot try to prevent somebody from getting back on their feet at all from a government perspective. So we're clearing the bureaucracy out, and we want people to be able to get the job done.
DeSantis says Florida is helping evacuate people from areas in North Carolina that are inaccessible.
When you have something like this happen, to sever the roads and the bridges and a lot of the things that happen, I mean, basically, I don't think they have any major way to even get out of a lot of those western North Carolina places right now. That's going to require us doing the air mission. So that's why we're doing it.
President Trump visited hurricane-ravaged areas of Georgia on Monday. Meteorologists calculate more than 40 trillion gallons of rain fell in the last week from the hurricane. Also at SRNnews.com, according to the union, nearly 50,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association are now on strike against the nation's East and Gulf Coast ports. There appears to be a wide gap between the union's demands and the offer of the United States Maritime Alliance, which represents the major shipping lines, all of which are foreign-owned, as well as terminal operators and port authorities. The strike could stop the flow of goods nationwide, reminiscent of the COVID shortages in 2021. Goods affected by the strike include everything from bananas to European beer, wine, and liquor, along with furniture, clothing, household goods. Depending on the length of the strike, shortages of the consumer and industrial goods could lead to price hikes. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has some messed up thoughts about sex education, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The nation's largest abortion business also produces a sexual education curriculum for schools, and as you might expect, it presents abortion in a very positive light. But American Life League has been perusing Planned Parenthood's latest guidebook for teachers and reports that it also refers to prostitution as a form of, quote, interpersonal relationship. Additionally, the Planned Parenthood curriculum states that abstinence is unrealistic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion activists are courting Latino voters by going door to door and also Spanish language ads. They say the fast-growing group could determine the outcome of abortion ballot measures across the U.S., especially Arizona and Florida, with large Hispanic populations. This is SRN News. Baseball's Pete Rose has died at the age of 83 at his home in Las Vegas. He accumulated 4,256 hits over a career that spanned 24 seasons. He was a 17-time All-Star and won three World Series. Numbers released by Immigration and Customs provide a shocking snapshot of the level of crime associated with illegal immigration. Bob Agnew has more.
ICE says as of July of this year, 662,566 illegal immigrants on its docket of those who are not detained have a criminal history. The numbers cover decades, and many of those not in federal custody may be held in state prisons for crimes including murder and other serious offenses. Gonzalez calls the data beyond disturbing and says the report should serve as a wake-up call to the Biden-Harris administration. He also vows to make sure ICE has the resources it needs to deport non-citizens with a criminal record. Bob Agner reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com.